I'm Russ Shaw. This is SoundRockCast.com. What about heartbreak?
This is a Seattle record. This song, title, and registration. The band, Death Cab for Cutie.
Some people blog, some people journal. I choose rock and roll. This is Sound Rockcast. My name is Russ Shaw. Heartbreak. I believe that we are not designed for heartbreak. I think heartbreak is a shock to the system. Leaves scars and wounds on people that you don't see. I saw a commercial for it was a big poster for an anti-smoking campaign. It showed a picture of a woman who was all nasty and diseased looking. Her skin was all corroded and stuff, and it said if the effects of smoking were on the outside, how many people would quit a lot earlier? And I think heartbreak is like that. I think heart wounds are like that. You don't see, you can't tell by looking at someone that their heart is rotting and diseased and corroded. Heartbreak, it is it's a shock to the system. I believe when we're lying awake at night, when things are still, is when God speaks to us most, I believe. We start to see and feel and search our own soul.
This is Sutra, the Sun, Headlights.
Heart wounds that sit inside and eat away at us like termites or some kind of parasite that's inside of our spirit and just kind of eat away at the inside of who we are. And that's why people who are heartbroken usually end up breaking hearts. It's kind of the old thing, the old saying that hurt people hurt people.
Ah!
I Think I'm Down. Here's another one from Gold Star. Hurry Up and Wait. Johnny Cash covered a song by Trent Reznor called Hurt, and in the video, there's a part where it's a clip from an old movie, and he turns and he looks at the camera and he says, "Stay the hell away from me."
Go away to a place where you're out of-
From here in Seattle to South Africa, that was Scarlet Box with Runaway. Here is Millencolin with Fuel to the Flame.
When I met you, I said we hang out every day. And now I upset you from a payphone in Queens Western Bay. You said it was insane and most deleted. Well, that's a fun for my aim. But try to tell me I'm only dreaming. Try getting you to the flame. Try getting you to the flame. Try getting you to the flame. When I told you I'd buy a brand new car fast way, that was a lie to you. Now I got a city for me. She said that it was insane. I'm lost to meaning. Well, that's a fun for my aim. But try to tell me I'm only dreaming. Try getting you to the flame. Try getting you to the flame. Try getting you to the flame. Even though I've set you, I think we'll make a real good team. I think we'll make a real good team. Yes, we do. I think it's 'cause I
damaging thing about heartbreak is the stuff we use to try and repair it. Kind of like your dog craps on the rug and you throw a blanket over it instead of cleaning it up. And people try and throw drugs or alcohol or different relationships and it just trying to throw blankets over the crap. There's no Botox for your soul. Go!
Perfect. You got yourself digging this hole.
That was Revolution 74 with Botox. Here they are again with Victoria.
Face off, iPod on, march across Victoria Station. Cause the timing's right. Yeah, the timing's right. Oh, show me what you got, sir. You need more organization. Cause we're slipping away. Yeah, we're slipping away. You know you have to start smiling, or you might as well be dead. You gotta get a hold of this, so get a hold of me. And me, and me. You know you have to start smiling, or you might as well be dead. You gotta get a hold of this, so get a hold of me. The time in the world, it's not the coming, it's not the coming. Enough is it?
Letters Burning from Los Angeles. Got an email from Gabriel, who is originally from the Puget Sound area. It's the third time we've played Letters Burning on Sound Rockcast. Love those guys. And from the Great White North, Ontario, Canada, this is Christopher with the song Derivative Hearts. Who hasn't felt like this?
Another black and bloody morning, a cigarette nailed to my hand. Let's celebrate this bleak and weary existence that's in demand. And I feel the world has passed me by. The derivative hearts collide. And I feel the whole world's passed me by. The derivative hearts collide. Myself together for you.
For reality's sake, I hope
you will. At war with every moment, wanting you and you and you and only you. I feel the world is passed me by. Derivative hearts collide. So stylishly blind, derivative hearts. Pray for the dream that's burning down. Please pray for me to make it out. 'Cause I'm one step closer to failure.
of hearts collide.
SoRockCast.com.
Army with Remember the Stars. I think one of the toughest things about heartbreak is that we cannot control what the other person says, feels, or does, especially when we have hurt them. How do they trust us to put their hearts in our hands if we've been the person who's hurt them, if we've been the offender, if we've damaged the hearts of someone we've loved, and trying to repair that, trying to put that person back in our heart again, getting them to trust us. And that is not in our control. That is totally in their control, how they receive our love. This is another one from Nemesis Army. It's called Perfect. I think there's a big myth out there when it comes to examining someone's heart, and that is that either people are evil or people are good, and I disagree. I think that people are gray. I think that we all have a certain amount of evil in us, and we all have a certain amount of good in us. In Excess wrote a song called The Devil Inside. There's a devil inside of every one of us, and there's a very good side of us. The part that God lives, I believe. I guess it's just which side you feed the most is which side is going to win. Are you going to live in the pain? You're going to wallow in the guilt and the shame and the regret? Or are we going to get up, walk towards the light, so to speak? Feed that side of us. Which side wins is the side we feed. There's an old Chinese proverb that talks about the good dog and the bad dog. And this guy's got, he says, it's like there's two dogs fighting inside me constantly. Each one of them wants to control me. And somebody asks him, well, which dog wins? And he says, the one that I feed the most. And I believe that is a story of love. That is a story of heart repair. Which side's going to win? Because that's a constant battle throughout our lives.
This is Fallout Boy, Dead on Arrival.
Hope this is the last time, 'cause I'd never say no to you. This conversation's been dead on arrival.
I believe we first meet someone and we grow into this feeling, and we're 90% feeling and 10% behavior. Our feeling drives our behavior. And as a relationship gets older and, you know, the love starts to fade. I don't believe love starts to fade. I think that it starts to go to a behavior state where the behavior fuels the feeling. The coin starts to flip over, and we must behave in a way that shows that we love somebody else. And that has to do with repairing our own hearts and cleaning up the crap and the gunk and the corrosion inside. Or else we just jump from one crappy relationship to the next, just trying to feed ourselves. I believe that love doesn't need, at the root of what love really is, and the whole white side, light side of love, the shining, glowing side of love. Love gives, love feeds. Love doesn't need. Love feeds. Love gives. Love is light. And we shine it. We choose to shine it. And that's a choice. That's behavior. And then comes the feeling. And that's my two cents about love, heartbreak. I've broken my wife's heart, the closest to me's heart, and I can't fix that on my own. You can't fix someone else's heart. Someone else's heart, that they have to choose to fix that for themselves. If they're heartbroken, if their love has faded, if they just don't care. Sometimes that's the toughest part of dealing with heartbreak, is that we cannot control the other person. We cannot jump into their journey in life and try and steer them our direction. We just have to love them, feed them. But we can't control them. It's their journey. It's their journey, and they may walk away from us, and that's vulnerability, isn't it? When somebody walks away from us. And that's love, too. Being vulnerable, 100% vulnerable, it's scary, and it's part of life. I believe life is a journey, life is an adventure, and every adventure has scariness to it. Has fear and reward, comedy or tragedy. That's life. We either embrace it or we crawl inside of our shell. So what do we do when the other person that we love has felt that they've grown cold towards us? How do we repair that? I don't have all the answers, man. I don't. But hopefully this show has helped a little bit. It's helped me. It's what I do. I vent, I journal, I blog. I do it through rock and roll. Send me an email. My name's Russ at soundrockcast.com. Stay real. Don't be fake. Until next time, bye.
Sound Rockcast
has been a production of DigitalAudioProject.com. Russia is responsible for its content. Any questions or concerns, contact Russ at DigitalAudioProject.com.